Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi. My name is Marshall, and I was an investigator for the Coast Guard for over 30 years. Before I begin, I am not going to give any last names or overly personal information for the protection of myself and those involved. As I write this, using the first names of my superior still feels like sacrilege. However, following the events of this story, I had signed a NDA pertaining to what was uncovered during the investigation. Given that I'm now staring down the barrel of a nasty cancer diagnosis, I no longer care for my career or my life, but I don't want to hurt anyone else in the process. Despite the danger of disobeying a federal NDA, I feel that people deserve to know the truth of what lurks in their coastal waters. During my time as an investigator for the Coast Guard, my days were spent stopping drug runners, hanging around the docks, and yelling at drunk party boat captains. However, every single serviceman or member of law enforcement has a couple cases which they cannot forget, no matter how desperate they are to do so. The SS Napoli was one of those cases. It was 1997. And I had been an investigator for the Coast Guard for 3 years, and I was stationed in Portland, and my partner John and I got the call. According to our dispatch, there was a small cruise vessel which was veering into a restricted commercial waterway. Having nothing better to do, and not wanting to look too lazy around our superiors, we made our way to our small patrol boat where we were met by one of the senior investigators named Eric.
John, Marshall, you're both late,
Eric said as he stood in front of our boat with his arms crossed. I didn't know this was going to be so serious, John said as we walked towards the boat.
It's always serious, Eric said as he stared daggers at John. This section has become a high priority, and we're just wasting time standing here, so move your asses.
After glaring at John for another second, Eric turned around and quickly made his way aboard the boat.
Screw me,
John said as he gave me a look of dejection and annoyance. I was really hoping this would be a quick call. I looked at John and gave him a shrug as I boarded the ship. During my time being stationed in Maine, I had heard from several of my colleagues that Eric had a reputation for being a by-the-books hardass. It was his way or you were just in the way, my friend Pete would tell me. I should have known that once Eric was becoming involved in the investigation that this was going to be more than a routine stop. However, even with the knowledge of how Eric conducts his investigations, we were all unprepared for the turn that this case would take. It took us about 20 minutes to get to the site of the SS Napoli. When we got there, we found that she had drifted into a sandbar and had gotten stuck. Despite this, we could hear the loud puttering of the engine desperately clinging on for dear life as its rotors were being enveloped by sand.
Hello. This is the U.S. Coast Guard, Eric stated over his boat's PA. Turn off your engine and come out onto your top deck.
We waited for a minute before Eric repeated the message.
This is the U.S. Coast Guard. Turn off your engine and come out or we'll board your ship.
Eric boomed over the loudspeaker, clearly annoyed at the lack of response.
F this, Eric said as he drew his pistol. We're boarding now. Eric and John put down the anchor, and the three of us boarded this ship. As soon as we stepped aboard, I noticed several piles of clothing neatly folded along the deck's edges. Maybe they went for a swim, John said sarcastically as he semi-tenuously avoided looking at Eric. Enough clowning around. Let's go and turn off the engine, Eric said as his words trailed off. John and I looked in the direction where Eric was staring and saw a limp hand holding a pistol on the ground. John, get to our boat and call this in. We have one confirmed casualty. Without saying a word, John quickly leapt from the Napoli onto our ship and made his way to the radio. With his gun drawn, Eric motioned for me to follow him, and we quickly breached the helm of the ship. When we got inside, we found the heavily decomposed body of a man in his mid-50s with an exit wound on the top of his head. As Eric radioed John to relay the man's information, I stared mindlessly at the back wall of the helm, which had become adorned with the man's dried blood and brain matter.
Marshal!
Eric yelled, snapping me out of my daze. Sorry, sir, I said as I regained my composure and started searching the pockets of the man's pants for any identification.
It's okay,
Eric said in a surprisingly understanding tone. Let's figure out who this man is and how the hell he got out here. Reaching into his left front pocket, I found his wallet and pulled out his ID, which caused a loose picture to fall in the process. Looks like his name is Wendell Kramer, I said as I handed Eric the man's ID. As I went to put the man's wallet on the table, I saw the small photograph and picked it up. In the picture was Wendell and what appeared to be his wife and two children as they stood in front of the Bellagio in Las Vegas. Looks like he had a family too, I said as I handed Eric the photograph. Wife and two kids, Eric said as he looked out the open doorway. How many piles of clothing were there?
Three, sir,
John said as he made his way into the helm, stopping just short of the corpse.
Christ, do you think it could have been a murder-suicide situation?
John said as he looked down at the man's body. I think I need to see the living quarters of this ship first before I could have any theories, Eric said as he walked past John. John, you're coming with me. Marshal, I want you to see if we're missing anything in the helm.
Yes, sir,
I said as Eric and John made their way to the deck below. As soon as Eric and John were out of sight, I quickly ran out the hall and threw up over the side of the ship. During the first 3 years as an investigator, I had only been part of one other case involving a death, and it happened earlier that same day. Never before had I ever seen the effects of advanced decomposition on a dead body, nor had I ever smelt the blending of the salt water and advanced rot before. After composing myself, I made my way back into the helm and started searching for any evidence. As I looked back at the wall behind the dead body, I noticed there had been a small circular glare of light at head level. Turning around, I saw a VHS camera propped up onto a shelf.
Sir, I think I found a camera,
I said over the radio as I picked it up and pressed the eject button. There's a tape inside it too.
Thank you for the update, Marshal,
Eric said.
Come down below and bring the camera with you.
Without any hesitation, I put the tape back into the camera and made my way down the stairs to the living quarters. John and Eric were sitting down at a table in a small kitchen. Did you find anything down here? I asked as I sat next to John and put the camera on the table. Nothing to give any probable cause, but we did find four suitcases belonging to two women and two men, Eric said as he put two AA batteries into the camera. We also found batteries, John said as Eric quickly smiled before going back to his cold gaze.
Are we going to watch the tape?
I asked as Eric turned the camera on, causing it to sound its startup jingle.
Of course. It's evidence that we have nothing else to go off of.
Eric said as he checked the time on the recording. Looks like there's about an hour's worth of footage on here.
John and I sat in anticipation as Eric put the camera back on the table and hit play on
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The VHS recorder. The first clip started off with a woman wearing a black and white striped bikini sunbathing on the deck of the ship, while two people could be heard having a splash fight in the water. Hi everyone, a man said as he zoomed in on the sunbathing woman. Here is my beautiful and not at all cranky Clara.
Oh, Wendell, stop that, the woman said playfully as she sat up. And this is not at all my annoying husband.
Oh, burn, the man said laughing.
Dad, I'm hungry,
yelled a boy in his mid-teens as he climbed the ladder to the deck.
Can we please not have pork chops again?
A younger girl chimed in. The man then turned the camera to face himself, revealing himself to be the same man that we had found in the helm.
Being a parent is such a rewarding experience, Wendell said sarcastically as he was sprayed with water.
Hey, cut it out!
The video then cut to black before starting clip 2.
Hey, Fudgers, the boy from before said as soon as the second clip began.
Today I'm going to prank my dad by pushing him overboard.
Like hell you are, Connor, Waddell said as he grabbed the camera. You couldn't trick me if you tried.
Yeah, Connor, you have to be smart to do that,
the young girl said as she walked by the camera to sit at the kitchen table.
Screw off, Sam, Connor said in an annoyed tone.
Hey, be nice to your sister, Wendell said sternly.
Fine, Connor said as he sat down.
Dinner's ready, Clara,
Wendell called out before giving an annoyed look to the camera. The camera then went black again. As I watched these clips, I couldn't help but think about the man whose lifeless body is lying directly over our head.
It doesn't get any easier, Eric said.
What? I said as I snapped back to reality.
This isn't the first time I've had to go through footage like this, Eric said as he gave me a sad look. Seeing everyone's ghost, their memories, the life they left behind. Just try not to get too caught up in it. Remember that we are here for them to say that they could rest knowing that someone was able to tell their story.
Thanks, sir, I said as I looked down at my hands. Eric nodded and clicked play on the camera, which started up clip 3. In this clip, it was now nighttime and the family was staring at something off in the distance.
Wendell, do you have the camera ready?
Clara said in nervous excitement.
You have to film this.
I just turned it on. I'm right behind you,
Wendell said as he approached his wife and kids. As he got behind them, the camera showed 4 blue orbs alight hovering over the ocean.
What are those things, Dad?
Connor asked as he turned to face the camera.
I have no idea, buddy, Wendell said as he zoomed in on one of the orbs.
When he did, you could see that the orb was pulsating as if to mimic the water below.
Wendell, I don't like this, Clara said nervously.
Yeah, let's all go downstairs and play some board games, Wendell said with clearly fake enthusiasm.
As Wendell started to put his camera down, he quickly froze. Suddenly,
A faint sound could be heard off in the distance.
Is that singing?
John said as he leaned towards the camera speaker.
Come on, kids. Let's get downstairs.
Wendell said in a more concerned tone than before. The camera once again cut to black, leaving us sitting in pure disbelief.
You all heard that, right?
John said as quickly, looking at Eric, then me.
Yeah, I think I heard something, I said before being cut off by Eric.
I didn't hear anything,
Eric said as he pressed play on the camera.
Let's just keep watching.
Dad, get the camera quick. You need to see this.
Sam yelled from the top deck. Wendell then ran up the stairs to see that the bright lights were much closer now.
What the F?
Wendell muttered under his breath. As he stared at the pulsating orbs, the singing from the third clip had become much more audible. John then pressed pause on the recording and turned to face Eric.
See? Don't you hear the singing?
John exclaimed. The orbs are harmonizing. Eric said nothing and pressed play on the camera. The clip continued with Wendell filming the orbs. Suddenly, the song that was being sung began to shift.
Wendell, Clara, Connor, Sam,
the orbs sang. As they sang, it sounded as if they were producing multiple octaves of sound at once, producing a rolling sound of harmonies at the perfect pitch. As we listened to the track through the VHS, I felt the hairs on my arm begin to stand up.
Sam, honey, let's go to bed. It's late.
Wendell said as he started to walk towards his daughter. Sam, having either not heard her father or did not care to listen to him, stayed perfectly still as she continued to stare into the orbs floating about 10 feet from her head.
Sam!
Wendell yelled, snapping Sam out of her daze.
Dad?
Sam muttered groggily.
It's okay, baby,
Wendell said, clearly shaken by what had just happened.
Let's get back to bed. You were sleepwalking again.
The clip went to black and John pressed the play button with no hesitation. Eric and I looked at each other as the clip began.
Clara, Connor, Sam!
Wendell called out as he left his bed and entered the living quarters. All around him, the sound from earlier had gotten loud to the point of causing the VHS's microphone to start clipping. The blue light giving off at the orbs had surrounded the boat, causing rays a light blue to cast throughout the cabin. As Wendell panned the camera around the room, he heard the faint sounds of talking above deck.
Hold on, I'm coming!
Wendell yelled as he ran up the stairs. As soon as he had reached the top deck and turned to face the bow of the ship, he instantly froze. Clara, Connor, and Sam were standing completely naked and facing the ocean.
What the hell is going on?
Wendell yelled.
As he made his way towards his family, he stopped and screamed as four creatures began to rise in front of his family. As the skinless humanoids began to tower over the three, they began to unhinge their jaws and produce two black tentacles which emitted the same light blue glow as the orbs. The three of us and Wendell watched in horror as three of the creatures pressed their tentacles over Clara, Connor, and Sam's faces. As the tentacles latched onto their faces, they appeared to suck away at their skin.
Stay away from my family, you frickin' freaks!
Wendell cried out. As soon as he spoke, the fourth creature began to shuffle towards him, walking as though their legs did not match their anatomy. Wendell began to slowly back away as the creature made a break towards him. The sudden speed of the creature caused me to flinch as Eric sat stoically and John sat transfixed. Wendell quickly rushed to the helm and slammed the door shut just as the creature was about to grab him.
Fudge, fudge, what are those things?
Wendell muttered as he tried to catch his breath while he was locking the door.
After a minute of composing himself, Wendell pointed the camera towards the window and walked off to the left side of the screen. From the hatch, we watched as the formerly skinless creatures started to take on facial features from the family members, becoming bastardized versions of the loving family we had seen on TV. The placement of hair on the creatures' heads were matted and off-center. Their mouths, which were still unhinged, looked crooked and broken, and the creatures bulged from the skin they adorned like a tight-fitting suit. As soon as Wendell came back on screen and looked out the window, he vomited at the abomination before recoiling due to the loud banging sound from the other side of the door. Wendell looked up in horror as the face of the skinless creature suddenly appeared from the other side of the hatch window. It smiled at Wendell as it began to bang its head furiously against the door.
Take this, you ugly fudge!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dell screamed as he drew a pistol and fired 3 shots through the door. As the shots rang out, a deafening scream of pain could be heard from the other side of the door.
Ha ha ha, I got you, you son of a bitch!
Wendell cheered as he looked out the window. As soon as he saw the scene outside, his pride had quickly soured to dismay as he began to sob.
I don't know how to live without you,
Wendell said as he stared down at the pistol.
I am so sorry, everyone. I love you so much. For anyone who finds this, my coordinates are 43.6, -69.7. If you see blue orbs above the water, frickin' run.
As soon as he said this, Wendell picked up the camera and placed it on the shelf besides the door. Out of sight of the camera, the sound of the engine roaring to life could be heard as a single gunshot exploded through the mic, leaving just the sound of the singing from behind the door. Suddenly, after several minutes, the sound of banging resumed, and a loud crash was heard off camera. After several moments of shuffling, the creature that was behind the door appeared and stared directly at the camera, causing John to let out a blood-curdling scream.
What the hell?
John screamed as he shot out of his chair. The sudden reaction caused Eric and I to flinch as John began pacing around the cabin.
John, are you okay?
Eric said as he got up.
It's face, John screamed. It's frickin' face.
I know. I don't think I'll ever be able to unsee that skinless freak, I said.
What the F are you talking about?
John said as he stopped pacing and stared at me. The creatures, I said in a confused tone. It didn't have skin and they were all muscle and tendon.
It had my frickin' face, Marshall. You didn't see my face?
John pleaded.
It frickin' smiled at me with my own face.
Eric shot a glance at John before giving me a worried look.
Grab the camera. We need to leave now, Eric said.
But it had my face, sir,
John muttered in between fits of crying.
Now, let's go,
Eric yelled. Eric stormed out of the cabin as I helped an inconsolable John up the stairs and onto our boat. The ride back from the SS Napoli was tense and silent besides John's constant whimpering. As soon as we made it back the dock, 2 members of the Coast Guard were waiting to escort John to our field office. As I was about to get off the ship, Eric put his arm out to stop me.
Sir, I said before being cut off.
What I'm about to tell you is extremely important, so I need you to listen, Eric said as he looked around to make sure no one else was in earshot.
Of course, sir. What is it?
I asked.
You didn't see anything today, Eric whispered.
Of course, sir. I won't tell anyone, I replied.
Eric just shook his head and stared at me. Even if you saw something, you never saw something, you never heard anything, you know nothing, Eric continued. I'm only telling you this because I have no choice, but those creatures you saw are sirens.
Like from the Odyssey? I asked.
Similar, Eric said as he became slightly more relaxed. They prey on those who allow themselves to be open to their calls. As soon as you leave here, listen to your favorite album or do anything to rid yourself of their mark.
What about John?
I asked as I watched him struggle to walk with his escorts. Watch over him to make sure he doesn't do anything stupid and hope that God's grace is in his favor, Eric said as he pulled out a cigar and lit it. Now go, you're dismissed.
Yes, sir, I said as I gave a salute and walked back to the office.
For the next couple of hours, I took Eric's advice and listened to some music and watched a late-night Celtics game on the TV with my friend Pete and some other colleagues. Just as Bruce Bowen missed another two-point shot, Eric bursted into the office.
Where's Marshall? He yelled.
I'm right here, sir,
I said warily as the guys who were watching the game with me tried to distance themselves.
Follow me now,
he said as he slammed the door. I stood in the room confused for a second before grabbing my coat and rushing for the door.
Poor bastard, Pete said as I rushed out the room.
As soon as I left the office, Marshall was waiting for me while holding an M16.
We have a serious frickin' issue, Marshall, Eric said as he handed me the keys to the boat.
What's wrong? I asked nervously as I eyed the assault rifle.
John stole one of our boats and I think I know where he's going, Eric said as he began to briskly walk to the boat.
Where is he going? I asked as I tried to catch up.
The coordinates of the video. I think he's going back to that site where the incident happened, Eric said as he picked up his pace.
Why would he do that? He was terrified of those things, I asked as we neared the boat.
Just as we were about to board the boat, Eric turned to look at me.
Because he never frickin' listens, Marshall. He embraced the song, and now they have a hold on him.
Eric and I both boarded the ship and sped off into the night towards where Wendell had reported the incident. By the time we arrived near the location, it had been about an hour since we had left the dock. Ahead of us, we saw the floodlights of a ship in the distance and, to my horror, a bright blue orb hovering in the sky.
F, it might already be too late, Eric said as he turned the safety off of the M16.
What's the plan, sir? I asked as the floodlights became closer.
We have to save John if we can and shoot anything that's not human, Eric said as he pulled earplugs from his pocket and handed them to me.
As we approached the side of the boat, I saw John standing on the bow naked and staring at the sky while the orb above him was singing just as it had in the video.
John, John, John.
John, what the F are you doing?
Eric yelled. John didn't respond.
John, if you don't answer me, I'm going to board this boat and haul you off myself, Eric yelled as he prepared to disembark.
Just as Eric was about to board John's boat, a creature started to crawl from the water onto his boat. Standing before John was one of the 8-foot-tall skinless sirens.
Oh, crap,
Eric said as he raised his rifle. Before he could shoot the creature, John turned around and fired 2 shots from his revolver at Eric, hitting him in the shoulder. As Eric laid bleeding on the ground of our boat, John turned back towards the creature as its tentacles exploded from its face and latched onto John's skin. As the creature began to harvest John's skin, John started to moan with delight. Not wanting to see John being consumed,
I grabbed a medical kit from the helm of our boat and rushed over to Eric to stabilize his wounds.
"Don't worry about me, son," Eric said between gritted teeth. "You need to take that effort out."
I nodded and carefully grabbed the M16 from beside Eric. Once I had it in my hands, I quickly spun around and fired several shots at the creature. The creature turned around to look at me, and I saw that half of its face now resembled my partner John, while the other half was still primarily muscle. It snarled at me, showing off its various rows of different sized teeth. When I was able to see this creature up close, I realized that it looked like it was made of human beings stacked upon each other. Its legs had several joints and knees that did not function. Its hands had tens of fingers that didn't move. Its face had several jaws and mouths of various sizes moving in unison. It was as if it was a Russian nesting doll of flesh and bone. After a moment of staring me down, the creature lunged for me. I quickly sprayed the rest of the clip into the creature. As I did, thousands of teeth and bone exploded from its face and torso as the creature fell forward into the sea. Staring back at John, I saw him gasping on the floor of his boat, drenched in blood and missing several layers of muscle and flesh from his face. As he turned to look at me, he smiled before the creature, which I thought had killed him, grabbed him by the legs and dragged him below the...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Surface of the water. Having no bullets left, I watched in horror as the man I had worked with for the past 3 years was dragged down to the watery hell. After a moment of standing defeated and utterly dumbfounded, I made my way back to Eric and handed him the rifle.
"You did good, son," he said as he lit another cigar.
"But John's dead," I replied, barely able to hold back tears.
"You did what you could," Eric said between puffs. "Now let's get the F out of here."
I wish I could say that I became Rambo and hunted down the creature that killed my friend, but I didn't. I knew that John was a dead man as soon as he set sail for those damned creatures, but every day I think about all the ways I could have stopped him. Eric and I would go on to work together on many unexplainable cases after this one, but those are all stories for another day. For now, as a former Coast Guard investigator, if you see blue orbs in the sky on the open ocean, run like hell and don't ever listen to their song.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.